Join in on the Funversation as Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King Robeson cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Michelle, there are so many things about breast cancer that women out there are just screaming to know. And you know what's really important is to understand simple tips. Are you prepared for breast cancer? I mean, it's sort of a strange question to ask, right? And I think that we know now that breast cancer is a very survivable cancer. No right. question about right. it. And so, yeah, why don't we just go through some tips to help them understand what works best to be able to be prepared. So what did I just say? It's a survivable cancer. And the treatment for breast cancer is, well, it's not the easiest. It's challenging. But if you plan your course well, you save yourself a lot of time and frustration. Well, what do most people do? I mean, isn't it hard? Someone says the C word. And suddenly it's like la 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 la. You don't hear anything.
No, you go deaf, and you're in a state of shock.
What do women say in Empower Her when they come on board and they're saying, "I'm in panic. I'm fearful. I don't know what to do."
Well, I had one woman who I actually ended up working with who was just diagnosed, and I was doing a television show with her actually, and afterwards she announced it on the show. In front of everybody. And I was in a state of shock. So afterwards, I pulled her aside and I said, "Can I help you?" And she said, "Yes, I don't know what to do." And she threw all these cards at me because she'd been to all these doctors. She'd been to probably 15 doctors
oh,
in the course of a week and a half and had no idea how to make sense of this all. So I said, "Do you have your reports?" She said, "No." I said, "Get your reports. Let's get you a book. Let's get you a binder. Let's start, you know, putting things in order. And let me get a doctor on the phone who can help you." And that's the typical thing that happens.
But you know, psychologically, as a physician, I know that when my patients come in with a tough diagnosis, they're hearing only a few words that are
right.
coming out of our mouths because they're so consumed with fear. And they're not registering much, which is why I firmly believe in someone like you, which is an advocate. And
right.
an advocate could be almost, you know, anybody who, you know, something's got to work for you. It could be a husband. It could be a partner. It could be a best friend. Does
right.
it work?
Right. It does work because here's the thing. Someone's got to be writing down the information. You may hear it one way and they're going to hear it
mm-hmm.
another. I even tell people to tape record it because then you can play it back.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a wonderful breast cancer specialist and surgeon at the Advanced Breast Care Specialist of Orange County at BreastLink. And this is South Orange County's only female surgical oncologist, Dr. Lisa Curcio. And she's devoted her life's work to the education, prevention, and treatment of breast cancer. Welcome aboard, Dr. Curcio.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. And you know, one of the reasons why we had you on, not just because you're a smarty pants and you have all those wonderful degrees and, you know, you're one of the brethren here, but also because you fought your own battle with breast cancer as a physician, and this occurred at the age of 37. So you've got your own unique perspective. Could you share that with Michelle, myself, and all those wonderful women out there are listening in?
Right. I certainly didn't come from a family that had a big history of breast cancer and had pretty much spent the prior 20 years of my life going to school and becoming a cancer specialist. Initially, I thought I wanted to be a medical oncologist, but really fell in love with treating the breast cancer or different types of cancer with surgery and, you know, really thought that because I had spent the past 20 years doing that, this was something that I would never have to worry about. But unfortunately, you know, life has different plans from you from what you necessarily think should happen. And I had just started my career. I had a military obligation because I was under an Air Force scholarship to pay for medical school. I had started my practice in the military, had just gotten married and had a child, and essentially got a mammogram and diagnosed my own breast cancer, which was a very surreal experience.
Oh, my gosh. That is unbelievable. Wow.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. But, you know, I think for the people that poo-poo the benefits to mammography, I think my mammogram saved my life. I was able to diagnose my cancer at its earliest stage, a stage zero, and was able to be treated with surgery. And because it was an early stage, I didn't need any additional treatment. So that mammogram certainly did save my life.
That's great. We were talking about, you know, we've been talking about mammograms and that controversy between do you get one after 50 or do you start at 40? And, you know, in your case, here you are 37 years old.
Right.
And
right.
That's so great.
Well, certainly our recommendations are women should start screening at age 40. We certainly see a lot of cancers in the 40 to 50 age group, and general recommendations are starting at age 40. But if you have a family history of people in your family being diagnosed at a younger age, then they need to discuss that with their physician, because people who have a significant family history of someone, for instance, with a breast cancer at age 30, they may need to start their screening mammograms earlier.
Well, you know, let's hop over to treatment. And, you know, tell us a little bit about chemotherapy in particular. You know, what are some tips that could help you really get through this and
right.
to be able to optimize all that?
Well, I think, you know, I think a couple tips that are very, very important. I think choosing your doctors well is so important. You really have to look at it as your team to fight this cancer. And, you know, you shouldn't hesitate to get second opinions, and make sure that you surround yourselves with doctors that you feel have the same goals as you do and are going to be your advocates. And then you got to place your trust in them. And, you know, once you've chosen your team, you have to start preparing yourself for what your team, you know, recommends. So you got to do your homework. A lot of times as physicians, we'll have people come in and educate them about these side effects of chemo. But there are things that you can do outside of those little educational sessions, reading up. There are great books to read, going to a nutritionist and getting yourself physically ready for that chemo, I think is just so important. A lot of times, though, unfortunately, insurance companies don't pay for that.
Right.
You know, we're not as good on the prevention side of getting insurances to pay a lot of that stuff. But I think it really helps if you have a good diet to minimize a lot of the side effects of the chemotherapy. So sometimes it's worthwhile to pay out of pocket or find a nutritionist or read. There are several books out there to read.
Well, what about you know, women who like to share? And so you talk to people, they've been through it. Should you take their advice?
I think you always have to take other people's advice with a grain of salt, because, you know, breast cancer isn't just one disease. There are so many different types of breast cancer within what we call breast cancer. So someone else who's had cancer might be telling you what their experience is, but whatever they did for the treatment of their cancer might not be the right thing for you. When they're telling you about things that help them through chemotherapy, I think sometimes those things really can be helpful. But I always tell my patients that chemotherapy is kind of like perfume. You know, it smells really good on someone, and on someone else, it smells really bad. The way your body reacts to the chemo is what's going to cause your side effects. And you never really know till you've gone through the treatment how you're going to react to the chemotherapy. But there are some great things that you can do to mitigate a lot of those side effects. I think you take in people's information, but just be very careful when someone tells me, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, you should be getting this treatment. You really want your doctors to be dictating your treatment. But if you find little hints of how to minimize the side effects, I think those things should be really wrapped around.
Thank you so much. You are just wonderful. Fount of knowledge, Dr. Lisa Curcio.